It wasn't our first date, but it was still her first scene. We had gone through a basic checklist over dinner and established the standard traffic light safe word system. I'd been a perfect gentleman, and she'd been a perfect lady. In the car on the way to my place, she got the first taste of what was to come. I ordered her to hike up her dress and give me her panties, which I smelled before I tucked them into my shirt pocket. The scent was pure heaven. She blushed a bright pink. I pulled the car into the driveway, and she reached for the door handle. I told her to sit still while I came around to open the door. We walked in through the front door, and I told her to stop. I stepped behind her, wrapped my arm around her breasts from behind, and whispered in her ear, "You belong to me. Now you say it." "I belong to you," she whispered with a trembling voice. Sensing the nerves, I brushed her hair and kissed her cheek, and then I unzipped her dress and told her that she was not allowed clothes for the rest of the evening. Her bra was a frilly lace, but there was no clasp in the back, so I left it and walked to the sofa and sat down. I told her to stand naked in front of me, so she dropped her dress and bra as she walked over. She stood in front of me with her hands at her sides, not trying to cover herself up. I told her this was very good of her. She was not thin, nor was she a big girl. She was about 5'2" and had curves in all the right places. Her breasts jiggled with every step. She was pure perfection in my eyes. I asked her, "Do you like it when a man fondles your breasts?" She nodded her head. "Do it for yourself, then," I told her. She cupped her breast and looked at me, as if wanting to seduce me. I stood up and looked her deeply in the eyes and told her, "You don't have to seduce me. If I want to touch you, I will. Right now, this is about you pleasing yourself for my pleasure." I sat back down. "Start again. Touch your breasts." She reached up and cupped them. Her eyes closed, and she began to rub and lift them. The tip of her tongue peeked through her lips. "Do you like to have your nipples pinched?" She nodded yes. "Do it." She pinched them lightly, harder. My stern voice was answered with a tighter grip that showed just a little pain on her face. I didn't say it at that moment, but I was extremely pleased. I told her to stop and to put her arms back down. I told her, "Touch your pussy." She began to rub herself. "I didn't tell you to rub. Left hand, use one finger, and just put pressure on your clitoris." She complied, and I noticed her breathing was getting a little heavier. "Use your right hand and lift your breast and suck the nipple." She did, and then moaned. And her left hand started to move again, and her legs trembled just a little. "Stop. Hands at your sides." Her breathing was heavy, and she was biting her lower lip. I let her come down for a moment. "Now, right hand, put your first two fingers inside yourself." She did exactly that, not moving them once they were in. In and out, slowly, she began to move her hand. "That's it. Very good." After a couple of minutes, she started to breathe heavier, and her knees bent slightly. I told her to stop. She got in a couple of extra strokes, but complied. I told her, "Bring me one of the fingers." She stepped toward me with her first finger extended. I took her hand and sucked that finger clean. The taste of her was the same as the heavenly scent from her panties that were still in my pocket. "Now, you clean the other one. She seemed to hesitate, but did as I asked. After a moment, she began to relish the taste. Is this the first time you've tasted yourself? She nodded sheepishly. I remained stoic outside, but inside, I couldn't have been any happier. She was nearly dripping, so I handed her panties back and told her to wipe off the excess. I stood up and took the panties from her hand and put them back in my pocket. Hands at your side, I told her. Standing in front of her, I reached behind her head and filled my right hand with her hair. I pressed my left hand into her right breast and squeezed. I moved that hand to her back and pulled her against me. I allowed her arms to instinctively wrap around me. As I grabbed her butt, I used her hair to pull her head back. I ran my tongue from her shoulder up her neck and around the back of her ear. Her eyes closed in final surrender as she began to moan, "Oh, God." But I silenced her by quickly shoving my mouth over hers. We shared a long, deep, passionate kiss. When I stepped back, I asked her, "What color?" She looked at me curiously. "When I ask you the color, it's because I want to know your condition. You know about red and yellow already. We talked about them." She nodded. "If you're fine and good to keep going, you tell me green. Understand? Now, what color?" She looked me deep in the eyes and said, "Green." I swept her into my arms and carried her into the bedroom. I laid her gently in the center of my king-size bed. I had a towel positioned so that it would be under her hips and thighs. I told her to look around herself at the four leather cuffs attached to the under-bed harness. I then told her to reach out to the four corners of the bed with her arms and legs, which she did. "You are not to move from that position," I told her, "or I use those cuffs to keep you still." I'll try," she said. "And those are the last words you're to speak unless I ask you a specific question or for a color check. Otherwise, I'll gag you. Nod if you understand." She did. "Good. Now we begin." The room was dimly lit in a warm glow. I pulled a stick candle from under the bed, lit it, then set it in a holder on the nightstand next to the half-full glass of water. Then I took a small cooler from under the bed and filled the glass with ice. She nodded when I asked if she'd like a sip, so I lifted her head and held the glass for her to drink. She started to thank me, but I quickly put a finger to her lips and shook my head to remind her of the no-talking rule. She sweetly kissed my finger and laid her head back. I stroked her face with the back of my hand. As I caressed both sides of her face, I leaned down and gently kissed her lips. I reminded her not to move as I stood and undressed. The panties that were still in my shirt pocket were laid on the bed near her head. I then sat beside her and started to rub from her stomach up to her chest, gently brushing her breasts along the way up to her neck. A single fingernail then traced from her throat to just above her pussy. This caused her to draw a sharp breath, but she remained silent and still. I whispered, "Good girl," and she smiled, pleased with herself that she was following the rules. I dropped my fingers to the inside of one knee and slowly stroked upwards, stopping again, just short of what I knew she was really wanting. And that was for me to touch her deeply. There was another sharp breath as she looked at me with pleading eyes. But I just told her, not yet. I reached for the glass of ice water and removed an ice cube. As it melted in my hands, I let the cold water drip on her stomach. The first couple of drops made her twitch, but then she collected herself. And I then touched the cube to her stomach, and she flinched again. I ran the cube straight up the center of her chest, then to her right nipple, drawing circles there. When that nipple was hard, I moved to the left and did the same. The cube was melting by now, so I told her to open her mouth and fed her the rest. I then took another cube and continued with more of the same. When that cube was gone and her skin was good and cool, I told her to close her eyes, and I picked up the candle. And holding it about a foot above her breasts, I let a couple of drops of wax fall in the center of her chest. Her eyes and mouth both opened wide as she drew in a deep, sharp breath. I caught her eyes with mine, waiting for her to speak, but she didn't. I paused a moment, then asked, "What color?" She indicated, "Green." Then I leaned over, kissed her lips, and said, "That's my girl." I continued with the wax, slowly moving down the center of her chest and stomach, filled her navel, then continued to just above her pussy, again stopping just short. She moaned, but didn't open her mouth. Once again, I began stroking up her thigh, but this time I didn't stop. I moved my fingers along her outer lips, teasing ever so slightly. I could feel her tensing her legs, but said nothing. I brushed my fingers just inside her folds to touch her clitoris, which proved too much for her. Her left leg came off the bed as she dragged her foot up the sheet. I pulled my hand away and looked her in the eyes. "You know what this means, don't you?" Since the rules had just popped back into her mind, she simply looked at me with pleading eyes. "Sweet girl, you agreed to the rules. If you want to continue, it'll be bound. Besides, now you'll be free to thrash as much as you like. Now, do we continue?" She nodded yes, and I began attaching the cuffs to her wrists, ankles. I then tightened the straps to pull her arms and legs wide. I let her take it all in, then whispered gently into her ear, "Give me a color, my sweet girl." After a short breath, she once again gave me green. It was now time to move forward. I picked up the panties that were near her head and moved myself between her legs. I began to finger her pussy right along the outer layers, more aggressively. Her breathing got heavy, and she started pulling at the restraints. I put two fingers inside of her and began to slowly massage her inner walls. When she was about to orgasm, I pulled away. She looked at me, but I just said, "Not yet, sweet girl." At this point, she was sopping wet, so I began again to use her panties to wipe the excess away, then toss them back up and near her head. I laid down on my stomach, put my arm across her legs, opened her with my fingers, and attacked her clitoris with my mouth. When she started breathing heavy, I stopped and climbed up to kiss her with her own flavors on my face. She returned the kiss with passion and aggression that I had not yet seen. Pausing to lick and suck her nipples, I headed back down and went to work yet again. I took my time, alternating between licking, sucking, and diving my tongue inside her. As she started breathing heavy again, I backed off a little. I kept her at a lower level of excitement for a while, but then I decided to kick things up a notch. I let her get closer and closer. Then, when she was just about to fall over the edge, I pulled my head away. She screamed, "Oh God, don't stop now!" I looked at her with my trademark shit-eating grin, and she knew what she'd done. I climbed back up and kissed her gently. Then I said, "You know you broke the last rule, right?" She nodded. And I told her that it really didn't matter anymore, but we're going to have to change a couple of things. For green, you'll nod your head. For yellow, two short grunts. And keep repeating until you get my attention. For red, keep grunting or slap your hand on the mattress. Do you understand? She said she did. And I told her to open wide. She complied, and I picked up the panties that were now well soaked with her flavor and filled her mouth with them. She gave out a long moan and rolled her eyes up at the ceiling. "Now, sweet girl, one more time. Give me a color." She nodded her head. "Green?" She nodded again. I got that grin on my face yet again. This time, I didn't climb down her body quite as far. I went down far enough to lick her nipples again, then surprised her with a quick bite on one. She squealed and bucked her hips. I said, "I think I know what you want. You're lucky I'm in a generous mood." With that, I slowly plunged my penis deep inside her. She let out a long moan as I began stroking. I kept it slow as she kept trying to speed things up. But when she did, I pressed into her and told her and held her down. I let her get close several times, but never let her over. Finally, when she was thrashing nearly out of control, I sped up my pace and simply said, "Now." I gushed into her as she gushed onto the towel under her hips. She screamed through the panties in her mouth. We both collapsed, and I unhooked the straps from her cuffs. I pulled the panties from her mouth, and we kissed again. We were both sweating quite a lot, so I went into the kitchen and got each a bottle of Gatorade. I helped her to the bathroom and let her go. Then I used a butter knife from the kitchen to knock the wax off her chest. I took a cool, wet hand towel and wiped her from her beautiful face to her precious toes, except where the cuffs were still attached. I offered to take them off, but she wanted them on. My inner smile got even bigger with that. I swept her up in my arms once more and took her back to the bed. I laid her down, removed the towel and straps, then got the top sheet and blanket from the closet. I turned off the lights and climbed into bed with her and blew out the candle, which had nearly burnt down to its holder. I laid on my back, and she laid her head on my chest. Then we both drifted off to one of the best nights' sleep either of us had in a very long time.